One commercial astronaut is helping kids reach for the stars. You're listening to Are We There Yet? The radio show exploring space exploration. Hi, I'm Marion Summerall, filling in for Brendan Byrne. Blue Origin commercial astronaut Sharon Hagel is journeying back into space and bringing along 8 lucky kids to watch her journey as she launches into orbit aboard a new Shepard capsule. Her organization, Space Kids Global, is expanding the reach of space. We'll speak with Sharon about her upcoming mission and her goal to inspire the next generation of space enthusiasts. Then we'll hear from one of the winners of the Space Kids Global Press Squad contest. Zoe Romero is a 12-year-old Orlando resident. As a winner, she will have the opportunity to watch the upcoming New Shepard launch from the control room and act as a press squad by interviewing engineers, astronauts, spacecraft managers, and more. That's ahead on Are We There Yet? In 2022, Sharon Hagel and her husband Mark Hagel became the first married couple to fly to space together. But this time, she'll have a special audience watching her journey.
We have ignition of our BE-3 engine and liftoff. Mission control confirms that New Shepard has cleared the tower and is headed to space.
That's what it will sound like when Sharon launches into space. Sharon is the founder of Space Kids Global, an organization that seeks to educate and inspire the youth to be excited about space and STEM education, and hopefully take on careers in the space industry. She is also a local Winter Park resident. The contest from Space Kids Global chose 8 lucky kids from around the country to watch the upcoming New Shepard launch from the control room and act as a press squad, interviewing engineers, astronauts, spacecraft managers, and more. Here to talk about her mission and her nonprofit organization is Space Kids Global founder and Blue Origin astronaut Sharon Hagel. Our host Brendan Byrne had a chance to speak with Sharon about her mission to get kids exposed to careers in STEM and space. Here is part of that conversation now.
Sharon, welcome back to the show.
I'm so excited to be here with you again, Brendan. Thank you so much for inviting us back.
Of course. Thanks for coming back, Sharon. The last time we were here, you had a call out for contest entries for Space Kids Global's Space Press Corps. You've got the winners now. Can you tell us a bit about who they are and what they've got in store for them?
Well, we were very excited about getting 1,100 kids to enter the draw.
You had 1,100 students enter? My goodness.
Across the country.
Wow.
And all 50 states were represented.
Oh, fantastic.
So out of those, 8 children were drawn out of different zones. We had 5 zones across the country. There was a zone for military, one for first responders, and another for the Boys and Girls Club. So 8 kids plus their parent get a 2-day paid-for adventure at Kennedy Space Center to become space reporters.
Oh, fantastic. And one of the winners came from Orlando, here in our backyard, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, right from the Orange County Public School System.
Very cool.
She's a member of Boys and Girls Club. Her name is Zoe, and starting the 7th grade.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So they are joining a Space Kids Global Press Corps, right? Tell us what they're going to get to do, because this falls in line with you going back to space in Blue Origin's New Shepard capsule. They're going to get to follow along in that journey with you, right? Walk us through what they get to do.
They will be the space reporters or influencers
Okay. For
their age group. The kids are from 8 to 12. They will come to KSC. They'll get their swag. They'll have press credentials. And they will be able to be taught how to do journalism. How do you teach somebody? What do you do when you're trying to interview somebody on camera?
Mm-hmm.
There's a gift to that.
Mm-hmm. I would think so, yeah.
So they'll go to Blue Origin, where they'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of New Glenn. They'll be able to interview rocket scientists, engineers, managers, and see what the space industry is all about. Then they'll have an opportunity to go over to Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, where they'll be scheduled to do the simulator that Blue Origin has over there, the capsule. And they'll be able to interview us as well if the stars line up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there for our launch at Van Horn, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to be at Kennedy Space Center Blue Origin's rocket facility and be watching Mission Control,
mm-hmm.
which is so futuristic. They're going to have a blast.
What's the goal of this, Sharon? Why are you inviting these young people to come on this journey with you?
I think it's very important that we get children, elementary school kids, engaged in math and science at an early age. With Space Kids Global, we bring on hands-on projects with our partners in the space industry. And this provides them an opportunity to be participators, not spectators, because our goal is to get learning fun again. So if we can reach as many children in that demographic across the country, we will be able to bring the possibility space to kids everywhere.
They're not just interviewing you. In fact, they may not even get the chance to interview you, the astronaut. This whole press tour is based around the people that are making your trip possible. Why is that important, that they get access to the engineers and the technicians and the people working on the rocket rather than the astronaut, the star of the show?
We want to bring to their attention that it takes a village to send people into space. And everything that we have here on Earth, we're going to need up there. We have chefs, mechanics, farmers, everybody. Space is for everyone. And I think that's important. I know we were talking to a couple of the kids in the elementary school, and kids at that age think that the only job in the industry is an astronaut. And we have to change that message. Space is for everyone.
In fact, they probably have a much better chance of doing some of the other things than becoming an astronaut, right? When you just look at the numbers of it, right?
It's interesting because some of the children have no interest in going to space.
Really?
They want to stay on Earth and design the rocket or help other people achieve their dreams.
I love this because this also brings in another aspect of space and science industry that I don't think it's covered very often. And that's the communication side of things, right? The journalism, the writing about space. So they're going to have the opportunity to do all of this stuff. Can you talk a little bit about the things that you want them to make when it comes to this? What are some of the things that they're going to produce? Are they writing about the experience? Will they be sharing videos on social media? What are they going to be actually reporting?
It's a series of things. We hope that as they do their reporting, both here locally, that they'll be able to take it to their communities and local communities will pick it up as well. I think this brings an opportunity for them to not only write, but verbalize and see what it's really like to be communicating about space industry.
And when you look at the list, it's Washington, Montana, North Dakota, Indiana, West Virginia, Florida, Colorado, New York. This is really getting the word out through young people influencing other young people across the country. That's your goal, right?
Absolutely. And hopefully that we'll be able to take one of these kids. We can take them to a morning show that they can be interviewed and have them interview the interviewer. And it all comes around.
Yeah.
It's a full circle.
And they have an open invitation to this show, Sharon. So any of them that wants to come on the show, they're more than welcome to come on and share their experience. So your space career is not just going into space through New Shepard. I have followed you ever since I've been reporting on this beat, and most of your work is going into classrooms and talking to students. I want to say the first time I was introduced to you was maybe 8 years ago. You have been doing this for as long as I have. Have you seen attitudes and perceptions about space shift in that short period of time?
You know, that's my passion. To date, I have been able to go and speak with 867,000 kids around the world. And
say that one more time. 867,000?
Yes. And I can't explain how that will change a child's life. That at that age, their eyes light up. And they just can't get enough information. They want to know everything. And that's why we focus on elementary school kids, because we've got to get their attention. And we've got that now. We have to keep them engaged. So how can we do that by making learning fun?
There's got to be challenges to that, right? You're only one person. And reaching all of those children at such a young age is difficult. What do you need to help get this story out there?
I think our biggest challenge right now is finding companies that will give us projects to work on for the kids, and also the funding. You know, you mentioned Space Kids Global was founded in March of 2015. It'll be 10 years next year. We've made a lot of differences in different schools. We have some schools call us up every year, and they want their certain grade level to be exposed to this, because the more children that we reach, the better they have an idea of what they want to do. For example, we're now doing annual trips from Orange County Public Schools, Title I schools, fourth graders. We took 5 schools last year. I think it was like 250, it's usually 250, 300 kids, and take them to Kennedy for the day, mm-hmm. taking care of transportation, lunch, and the whole thing. And these kids, their lives are changed, because if you ask them what they want to be when they grow up, it's what they've been exposed to. They'll be a teacher, a janitor, a cafeteria worker, and their eyes light up with the possibilities.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your experience in space, but I want to bring it, pardon the pun, back down here to Earth. You have had the very rare opportunity to see this world from a perspective that not many people will. About 600 people have been able to do what you've done. Does that change the way you interact with these young people now that you have had the overview effect and seen this planet in a different light, and know that the future of this planet is in the hands that you are reaching out to every day? How does that change the way you approach these conversations with young people?
I was doing some research recently, and it's so obvious that you and I are not going to solve these problems mm-hmm. in the future.
Absolutely
not. It's going to be mm-hmm. these young kids in elementary school. And if you look in the past, when we sent the men to the moon, the average age of NASA was 26 years. I was out at SpaceX a couple years ago at Hawthorne and looked around, and these kids, you know, and I said, what age is this? And they want to get these kids right out of school. Mm-hmm. So they took us to where their spacesuits were being made. And the guy that was designing all this was a recent graduate from MIT. It mm-hmm. was his first job.
Wow. Young people are getting out there and doing space things, right?
Yes. And the difference it makes is, from my experience and talking to others that have had this opportunity, that triggers you every time you see a launch. It chokes you up, because we are so thankful for the opportunity to experience this so early on in the space industry. We are just so grateful.
When you do look out that window of your New Shepard capsule, and you see the thin blue line against the blackness of space, do you feel optimistic about the future? The planet is so fragile from that perspective, I've been told. Are you optimistic of the future of this planet now?
Absolutely. The more people that are launched for the data that they bring back to Earth, that's for more people to go, for everyone to be able to experience this. Wouldn't that be lovely if we could bottle that up mm-hmm. and bring it back to Earth? I think we would all get along so much better.
And the work that you're doing is trying to bottle that up and bringing it to these young people through your efforts. Before I let you go, Sharon, what's ahead for Space Kids Global? What are you going to bring back from this next trip?
Before I answer that, I want to talk to you about something that just popped up yesterday
okay.
from a phone call. We have an opportunity to present to these kids a flight on zero gravity at Kennedy Space Center
no
while
way.
They're here. And that's before our launch. So they'll hopefully have an opportunity to experience that, fly like an astronaut, mm-hmm. and can relate to that when they see our launch. But it was never part of our budget. This just dropped in our lap mm-hmm. yesterday. So we need help. We need help with funding. And I hope your listeners will go to our website and help us with the donation, because every donation helps. Mm-hmm.
Sharon, I can relate to a zero-G flight, because I had the chance to take a zero-G flight with another one of your Space Kids Global participants. It is almost difficult to describe just how it changes the way that you view reality and really you get connected. You see those images and the videos of astronauts floating around, and you become them. It's such a powerful experience. And before I took that flight, you gave me some advice before I went up there of things that I should think about. What advice are you going to give these kids before their zero-G experience?
I think for the kids, it's just to have fun. Mm-hmm. Do your somersaults, you know, throw the M&Ms in the air, catch the water. I mean, it's just an amazing experience, and I hope these kids have that opportunity. But we do need help.
Sharon Hagel is a Blue Origin astronaut and the founder of Space Kids Global. She's got a Space Kids press squad. We'll be following along with her next mission to the edge of space and back. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Still to come, Zoe's journey to watch a New Shepard capsule launch and her excitement about being a press squad winner.
It just feels like an amazing opportunity because if I actually want to be an astronaut, that would be great that I have some background and a level of, like, I know about space and stuff and how things work.
That's ahead on Are We There Yet? You're listening to Are We There Yet? I'm Marion Summerall, filling in for Brendan Byrne. Zoe Romero is 12 years old and lives in Orlando, Florida, but has never seen a rocket launch. Space Kids Global founder Sharon Hagel is trying to change that by creating a press squad that will follow her as she journeys back to space. Zoe is part of that press squad and will get to interview Blue Origin engineers, spacecraft technicians, and more. As Sharon Hagel embarks on her journey, Zoe will have her boots on the ground experiencing a launch from a new perspective. Here to talk about her excitement and her journey to becoming a press squad winner is Zoe Romero. Zoe, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Zoe, I'm so excited to have you here, and congratulations on winning and now being a part of the press squad for Space Kids Global.
Thank you.
So, Zoe, let's talk a little bit about your background. I mean, have you always been interested in space? What sparked your great curiosity with space?
What sparked me was my science teacher, Miss Paris. She was an amazing science teacher. She would explain like science in ways that you would be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. But I feel like that's what made me interested in science, my teacher.
And it's always great when you have teachers like that, right, that make learning fun. Was this at a specific school? I mean, where'd you go to school? Where did you meet your teacher?
I met my teacher at Sally Ride Elementary School, which is honored by Sally Ride, the astronaut.
That is so cool. So you went to a school that's honored by Sally Ride, and now you get to go see this launch happen? I mean, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So, Zoe, tell me a little bit about, you know, the process of you applying for this contest. So I know from my understanding that in the application, right, once the finalists were selected, you had to make some sort of video.
Yeah.
So what was your video like?
It was talking about the launch, the New Shepard rocket, and my mom helped me with almost most of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was my editor.
You got interested in space from your teacher and from the school you went to. I guess, what are you most excited about? I bet you have so many questions. I mean, I feel like I have so many questions, right? What would you say is like the main kind of questions you want to ask them? I know it's probably like I have a million questions about space every day.
Do your eardrums get messed up, or like, do they like cause ear damage when liftoff?
You know, when your ears pop? That's what I'm wondering. Like, do your ears pop?
But like really bad, because you're going up like higher than...
You're leaving the planet.
Yeah. And when you're on Earth, like you see stars, but when you're in space, it's just all black. Like, where are the stars? That's what I wonder.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I hope Sharon will be able to answer that. Yeah. So you also talked to Sharon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how was that talking to her? You got to talk to an astronaut.
Yeah. Well, at first, when there was like nobody there, you're like, oh no, she's probably not going to be asking us questions because she's probably very busy. But it was so... it was kind of exciting to just know that she was interviewing us and asking us questions as an astronaut, which is Very.
Yeah. How did that feel? I mean, she's interviewing you, is what you were saying?
Yeah. It was very exciting because we were just like, it's probably one of her assistants, and just her interviewing us, that was amazing. We were very happy.
And you're also part of the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. right? With the Boys and Girls Club, did you ever take any trips? And, I mean, have you been to the Kennedy Space Center? Is this going to be your first time seeing a rocket kind of thing?
Well, actually, this will be my first time seeing a rocket launch. But I have been to two field trips to Kennedy Space Center with my science teacher, Miss Barise. And at the Boys and Girls Club, there was a field trip for girls in aviation, where you could see like the inside of a cabin on a plane, and you get to see the different procedures they take, like technically behind the scenes, mm-hmm. which was really cool because like you wonder how they get everything prepared on time and how everything works, which was cool. And we got to see all the different technology they use, like where the pilots have all their stuff. It looked very complicated, by the way. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know either. I can't tell you. And so, Zoe, do you think that you will see this launch and maybe want to pursue a career in space? I mean, what are you thinking maybe your future would look like? Does it revolve around the space industry? Or do you think this will inspire you to be, you know, working in space one day?
I think this would inspire me in some way because I kind of like space and their technology, but I also like to cook. And cooking with space, like creating different foods for space, for them to eat in space. Or like, I like the technology, the different technology they use for like robots to be adaptable in Mars or mm-hmm. on the moon.
Well, I'll tell you right now, listen, there are chefs for the astronauts, right? So 2 weeks before the astronauts take off, they have to do kind of a quarantine thing. And we did an episode on that where NASA has space chefs. You could combine those two and be a space chef. There's so many opportunities with space, and I'm just so looking forward to kind of hearing about how this goes for you, right? I mean, as the days get closer, how excited are you?
Very excited now that I'm being interviewed. It's just, yeah, I'm just starting to realize, like, this is actually getting real. It's just very exciting. And I'm kind of nervous, too, but I don't know. Very excited.
Yeah. Zoe, do you think that other kids your age should try and do things like this, right? I mean, did you ever imagine yourself being able to see the New Shepard take off and meeting an astronaut and doing all these cool things, right?
Yeah.
Do you hope other kids get to do it too? And do you hope that other kids get interested in space?
Well, yeah, because it's, yeah, cool and inspiring. Yeah, a very cool and inspiring, like, opportunity. And I feel like it's very fun. Well, I hope so. it looks very fun.
So you're going to be this press squad, right? And first of all, I love that because I'm in journalism. But are you excited to, we talked about seeing the launch, but now you get to interview, I mean, these amazing people that are a part of Blue Origin's New Shepard team. How exciting is that? And you kind of get to act like you're a professional journalist, you're a professional reporter, right?
Yeah. It just feels, I don't know, it just feels like an amazing opportunity because if I actually want to be an astronaut, that would be great that I have some background and a level of, like, I know about space and stuff and how things work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that it's definitely a great background.
And I have one thing I want to share. This is my favorite saying. Don't say the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon.
Ooh, I love that.
I got it from my PLT teacher, Career and Research.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, that's an awesome saying also, because it's kind of related to space in a way, right? Zoe, I am so excited to watch your journey. So congratulations again. And Zoe,
thank you.
Zoe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Zoe Romero, a Space Kids Press Squad contest winner. And before I forget, she wanted me to add that she has 6 chickens. And in other Blue Origin news, University of Florida Distinguished Professor and Assistant Vice President for Research Rob Furl has landed back on Earth after his journey to space on a New Shepard capsule. But it wasn't just a joyride for Furl. He conducted an experiment that could one day help scientists better understand how humans could survive and thrive in space. Furl is the first person to be a NASA-funded researcher and conduct his own experiment in orbit. Our host Brennan Byrne had the chance to speak with Furl before his launch about his experiment. Here is part of that conversation now.
Let's talk about that experiment, because you mentioned, you know, it's going to be easier with you having your hands on it. Tell us a bit about what you will be researching from this suborbital platform.
The research is funded under technology development program in an office called Flight Opportunities at NASA. What I'm working on, what I'm working with, is a series of sample handling tubes that are designed for operations in space. They're called KFTs, Kennedy Space Center Fixation Tubes, and they've been a staple scientific tool on the International Space Station and dating back to the space shuttle. But they've never been used in a commercial suborbital vehicle. They've never been deployed in a way that allows us to use their sampling capability on the way to space and on the way back from space. The flights like I'll be taking on Blue Origin's New Shepard offer us the ability to basically biochemically freeze samples at various portions of the flight. And so I'll be able to test what happens in this case to the cells of a plant during the ascent phase under high G. Then I'll collect samples again after the microgravity portion is over and capture some samples again after we return to Earth. So for the first time, we'll be able to have subsampled the various portions of entry into space and return from space.
That was Rob Furl, University of Florida Distinguished Professor and Assistant Vice President for Research. That's going to do it for this week's show. If you're not already, be sure to subscribe to the show's podcast feed so you never miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay connected with the show. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. We're at AWTY Space. And if you've got an idea for a future episode of this show, or you want to join us as a guest, reach out to us. We're at arewethereyet@cfpublic.org. We've got more space coverage online. Visit cfpublic.org/space. Are We There Yet is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Our host is Brennan Byrne. Our producer is me, Marion Summerall. Our intern is Jenna Weiss. Editorial guidance from LaToya Dennis. Support for Are We There Yet comes from our listeners. I'm Marion Summerall, and Brennan will be back next week. Thanks for listening.